Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Doing, you know, podcasts and, you know, being ambitious. You run the Chair Shot website and podcast network. For those who don't know anything about it, can you fill them in, the listeners in, on what it is, where they can find it, and why they should pay attention?
Yeah, no, definitely. So I started the Chair Shot in 2017. With some other podcasters. I had been podcasting since 2011. Started Wow. writing about wrestling at 411 Mania back in 2010, and just wanted to grow that and kind of do my own thing. And we started the Chair Shot, and it's just gone through a lot of iterations. We had news for a while, but news is so impossible to keep up with. But it's heavily opinionated. Right. It's opinion-based, and it's really just about enjoying what we have to offer and enjoying this business that we all love so much. And the Chair Shot Radio Network is just a collection of podcasters about wrestling and outside of wrestling. About 2 years ago, a little less than a year and a half ago, we had some folks that wanted to start a podcast on pop culture called Bandwagon Nerds, and that was my co-host, Patrick O'Dowd, who's been podcasting me with it'll be a decade in May, wow. and some others. And so I greenlit that, and that just kind of paved the way for some sports shows on the Chair Shot Radio Network, and a lot of – we got a video game show now, just a whole lot. So while wrestling is still our bread and butter, there's a lot of content that wrestling fans would enjoy. Sure. What you're not going to get is the cookie-cutter approach to wrestling. Now, my belief in podcasting is somewhat different than others, and you know this as being a podcaster. Everybody talks about the same stuff. Same. Can I say shit or just
anything? Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody talks about the same shit. We just do. So it's because that's just what there is to talk about. And while I can't stand sitting down on a podcast and going like match by match over a pay-per-view or something like that, like it's just not my thing. There are people out there that are great at it and let them do it. But to me, it's podcasting about the people. And that's why you tune in. That's why you listen. You don't tune in to any one of my podcasts because I'm talking about Raw or I'm talking about, you know, talking shit about AEW or whatever. You're right. Tuning in because it's me, because it's Patrick O'Dowd, it's Miranda Morales, it's, you know, whoever else that we have together on our shows talking about these topics. And so it's about the personalities more than topics. And so that's what we focused on the Chair Shot, is making sure that people have that freedom and that leeway sure. to be themselves. And that's when they're really excel and grow. And some can't. Some have this need to go out there with the cookie cutter IWC approach, cover things match by match. And they just usually they fizzle out because you can get burnt out by that. But when you pick one topic and just talk about it, sometimes you go off the rails and talk about a million other things. That's entertaining. That's fun. And that's what really matters. No one's going to remember in 3 weeks that you talked about, you know, Bob Lashley winning the WWE championship and how he's not going to hold it past WrestleMania. But they'll remember that you made them laugh, that you made them think, that you made them smile, and that's why they tune back in. So that's what we're really focused on the Chair Shot Radio Network and thechairshot.com. We are all about the opinionated content. Tell us what you think. What I can't stand is when I read an article, and by the end of it, it's the I still don't know what the person thought. Like, they ask a question in their title, and at the end, they're like, it could really go either way. And I was like, I just read 1,000 words to see that it could go either way. Like, no, like, tell me what you think. And so that's my thing. You know, I was kind of brought up on the Jim Rome theory of have a take and don't suck. Even if I don't agree with you, I don't care. Just have something and bring something to the table. That to me is entertaining.
Yeah. And I think it's, it kind of goes hand in hand with, just, I would say entertainment in general, but specifically in wrestling terms, no one likes a cookie cutter. You know, you look at, like, as soon as John Cena got labeled cookie cutter, the fans turned on him. Same with Roman. It's, you know, it's the expectations of if something's a little different, if a personality catches you a little differently, then it becomes successful. As, you know, we've seen with Roman Reigns, all of a sudden go from the most hated to probably the most hated but loved guy in the business by simply just doing a different aspect of that personality.
Oh, yeah. When I wrote my first article at 411 Mania, and Larry Zonka, you know, rest in peace, passed away last year, when he gave me a column that he was writing, and so it had a dedicated audience already, I wrote it, I publish it, whatever, it goes up. The next day, I go on and I see all these comments, and they either loved it or they hated it. And I realized, okay, that right there was lesson number one. All that matters is that you elicit emotion.
Yeah.
If they didn't care, they wouldn't say anything. And so to me, that's a cookie cutter approach. And you break it, how you break that mold. And to do that, you have to not be afraid. You have to not be afraid to do things a little bit differently. What's interesting, though, is that sometimes you need the cookie cutter to then break out of the cookie cutter. You talk about John Cena, who now everybody loves John Cena.
Right.
You talk about Roman Reigns. Now everybody loves Roman Reigns. Well, the reason everybody loves Roman Reigns is because he's finally not what they hated before.
Yeah.
But he had to be what they hated so they could love him now. And if he had started off as the heel they wanted him to be, they'd hate him now.
Right.
So it's very, very much, you know, people don't even kind of really know what they like sometimes. And it's and they need to be kind of fed that a little bit and taught that. And then they respond and they love it and they enjoy it. And that's really what it's about.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Well, and speaking along those lines, when you're promoting the IZW in Arizona, you know, you have quarterly events. My question is, when you think of that that attention span or that fickleness that fans can have, what are the positive aspects of running quarterly shows, and what are the negative aspects of running quarterly shows?
That's such a loaded question and a great question, and one that I love talking about. Because there's so many, so from a booking perspective, and that's the great thing about when you're a promoter, you wear many hats. And for me, one of them is you know, holding the book. It's very much, you know, I'm still booking. Like, you could take these quarterly events and run them weekly and they'd make sense.
Right.
It's just that people are willing to wait and have that anticipation because they know that we're going to deliver, right? We've got a great formula and we know that we're going to deliver when that bell rings and when they walk through the door each and every quarter. Thankfully the talent is, you know, remains available. Oh, that's a challenge. Sometimes it's a talent situation can change.
Right.
And we have plans that for some people would span 6 months, but for me, it might take 2 years to pull off those plans and that was pre-COVID, just because of the fact that we run quarterly events. February of 2020, we ran an event and we had Monster is the name of the event. It now takes place every February, which is a hilarious story because I didn't even want to do a battle royal show. I did one just to get us to the next event. It sold out And we didn't expect, we thought the next event was going to be the first sellout. Wow. And then everyone's like, you got to do this every year now. And so now I do it every year. But Watson, who you're familiar with from, you know, he works FSW, he wins Monster and he cuts his promo afterwards. And instead of saying May, he accidentally says March. And the entire audience starts chanting, we want March. We want March. Oh, and we're back there, myself and the guy that I promote these with. Navajo Warrior, we're just laughing and we're like, we start chanting, you're getting May, because that's the other aspect of it. And you could talk to, I know you talk to Joe DeFalco all the time.
Sure.
It takes a ton to put these on. And I've got a wife, I've got two kids, I've got a job, I've got a website. I've got, you know, all the other things that are going on in my life that we'll probably talk about. And so to put on these events and to do it right and to do it well takes a ton of energy, a ton of effort, and it just wears you out. And when we brought this back, we didn't want what it was in the past. ICW used to be weekly or biweekly back in the day. From 2000 to 2010, it ran every other Tuesday at a bar, basically. And the bar shut down, and so did the company. Like, that's just kind of the way it worked out. You lost your venue, and everybody was tapped out. And so when we agreed to bring it back, it was like, we've got to do it differently. And that's what allows us to do that there. The great thing about it is it's like I get to promote. I get to run from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania to SummerSlam to Survivor Series. Like, I get to put on four big events per year. IZW is not a, you know, it's a happening. Every time it happens, it's a big deal. Right. We keep it special by only doing four per year. That allows us to do that and to bring it through. And the talent gets geared up for the IZW events because they know they only get four shots a year if they're booked on all of them to really deliver. And our audience is different. Our audience is different than if you go to some of the companies that run regularly, because we have some of the old school IZW fans that don't go to anything else.
Right.
And so for them, they're excited to see the wrestlers they have and the mix that we have, because we have a mix of the old stars from the back in the original days of IZW who don't really work anywhere else anymore, and then the up and coming stars who are, you know, busting their ass trying to, you know, drive to Vegas, driving to California, driving to Colorado, Texas, wherever, to get bookings and experience. And when you bring it all together, there's just no other show like it in the world. And that's why, you know, that's what makes it great. And we got some buy-in from the fans. If I do something stupid, something that doesn't make sense, I can usually recover from it pretty easily, which is nice.
What is it? What does it mean to you to have Navajo running it with you in terms of, I mean, you know, I'll joke with him, you know, about his age, because, you know, he was a veteran in 2000 when I was training in UPW, you know, so it's fun to see that perspective, but it's also to me very invaluable to have minds like his that come from the era that, you know, we came from, where it's, you know, the storytelling was the primary focus of matches, the way to lay things out, the way to use the audience, to use, you know, the rest holds, to work smarter, not harder. What does that encompass for you to have that kind of presence alongside you in these events?
It's invaluable. When I ran PHX Wrestling back in 2016, before I had to stop for some medical issues, even back then, I assigned an agent, a veteran, to every single match. Like, it was something that I always saw the value in. When we did the original IZW, and I joined right around 2008, I was with RPW, which is Rising Phoenix Wrestling, which is basically a bunch of fans running a wrestling company. Thought we knew everything. We knew nothing. And I was just an announcer, and I was trying to scratch by. And when Navajo became so busy and wasn't able to be at every event, somebody else started booking. They really couldn't book. So I started emailing that person ideas, and they just started using all my ideas. And I remember one event, one of the wrestlers had a bunch of questions. And at one point, the guy was just like, just ask Greg. It was his idea anyway. And so at that point, everyone knew, okay, you're booking this stuff. And when you fast forward to now, I produced what was called a reunion show for IZW.
Right.
Like, I came on board after it was announced. I was the producer behind it. And at that point, that's when Navajo and I sat on it for a couple of weeks. We both independently were like, we want to do this. We can't do it without the other person, but nobody wanted to ask. And so finally, I talked to some people. They said, if you do it, I'll be there. And then I called him up and we were like, let's do this. And we decided to do it. But having his perspective is amazing. First of all, you talked about all the things, the storytelling, the rest holds, how to do all that. We still do that. That's what we do in IZW. Right. We We don't try to do a lot of spots to the floor. We really try to focus on working the crowd. We don't have a hard camera because we film kind of in the round a little bit, and we really focus on the live event aspect of it. So you got to work all four sides of the ring. You got to work the audience, not the camera. Right. And that's, I think our fans like that, and that's why our experience is so different. But he also, like, I primarily book everything in IZW, but we also, I'll bounce ideas off of him. And even lately we had one, I was just like, okay, we're going to finish the match this way. Then this person's going to attack this person afterward. And he was like, everybody always attacks somebody. Let's have them do a stare down, kind of a nod where they realize they're going to get a one-on-one match. This was a triple threat. Like, just little things that he's seen a million times.
Right.
So it's like, okay, if we do it this way, it's going to be a little bit different and a little bit easier and a little bit better. And that experience is amazing. It also helps when you have a 30-year veteran. Independent wrestling is, by all means, it's for us especially, it's a cash-based show-to-show business, right? Event-to-event business. And you can pull off bigger things when the Navajo Warrior asks for those things and not Greg DeMarco. So if I know something that I think we can pull off and it's like, okay, this could be big, it could be too expensive or whatever, I'll be like, hey, can you ask about this? And he'll – if it's possible, he gets it. And it's just, you know, we have that advantage because of the 30 years of goodwill that he's established by being this respected veteran, by doing it the right way, by treating people fairly and work hard, treat people fairly, earn respect. That's Adam Pearce's mantra, and they are good friends. So, and I'm lucky enough to benefit and have that same relationship with Adam Pearce. But it is, that's what's built, you know, that's what IZW is really built on its foundation. And he brings that about. And even when he finally stops wrestling, and there is no timetable for that, by the way, people ask me all the time. We did NAV 30 last year, which is a 30-year celebration. People thought it was his retirement show. But no, he's not retiring. He's not going away anytime soon. But even if he did, he's still going to be there. He's still going to have that influence. He's still going to do everything that he does backstage. Because that's just the environment that we've created. But I can't even put into words how lucky I am to do this with him, do this with Morgan, his wife, and to be able to put on these events. Like, it's just, we love it. We have a blast every single time. It's something that we, you know, as people, we look forward to. And normally when you're running wrestling events, it's a source of stress. And it helps that you we're always sold out before we even show up at the building. But it's just, we're just there. It's just a good time. It's something we get to look forward to four times a year, and we love doing it. And at the end, it's over and we hug and we're just like, we did another one and it feels amazing. And that's a large part of both of our efforts, but having him, having that influence, that 30-year veteran to look at things in his own way, is just, I can't even accurately describe how beneficial it is and how lucky I am to get to do that.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Sorry. I made this comment last week to somebody and we're having a conversation. I think it was actually church related, which I don't really do, but it was basically about, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, and someone's literally drinking the Kool-Aid, and it hit me. I was like, you know, I think a lot of people spend a lot of energy and effort trying to find what Kool-Aid they're going to drink next. And it's like, their life isn't complete if they're not just buying into something and being led by it. People want to be led. And there's few of us that are like, I'd rather, you know, mix my own drink and go from there. And it's, I really do think that people are just jumping from Kool-Aid to Kool-Aid. And because otherwise they feel directionless, and I don't know if media has caused us to become that way, if social media has caused us to become that way, but you don't need that, man. You can live your own life and you can make your own decisions and you can do your own great things. You don't have to buy into somebody else's. And that's what we're taught. You know, we go to college so we can get a job and work for somebody else. Like, that's what my life was for the longest time. And part of it still is, right? I still have a job.
Right.
But to be able to create opportunities and create and grow is something that is great. And that's why I harbor on the AEW stuff all the time, because it's such a big Kool-Aid thing. People drinking the Kool-Aid. A funny comment was made on Twitter, I think today or yesterday. And it basically was, I made the comment about, you know, AEW running on a Friday during WrestleMania week was a slap in the face in the Indies. And the comment was, this Greg person obviously doesn't care about independent wrestling if he's making a comment like that. And I just busted out laughing. And somebody else replied in the comments, and they were like, do you know what he actually runs an independent wrestling promotion? I was like, I run an indie. I actively work to make it better. I actively work to make paydays bigger. Like, I actively do everything we can to make this the best scene possible. But it's so funny that someone was like, you obviously don't care about independent wrestling, making a comment like that. And I'm like, few people care more about independent wrestling than someone like me. But it just makes me smile and laugh, because it's like, you're just drinking the Kool-Aid, and that's fine. You know, keep drinking it and keep going. But yeah, people really do live their life to jump from Kool-Aid bottle to Kool-Aid bottle, and that's just not a way to live. And I feel bad for them. I don't know how to change it, though. I really don't. All I can do is try to be that positive influence. And hopefully they come around and somebody smarter than me figures out how they can influence them, because it's bad out there. Especially on Twitter. It's bad out there.
And, you know, and it's fascinating because, in a sense, the one thing that I think that is absolutely the telltale sign is that people don't want to be wrong. And that is what it comes down to. So you'll be stubborn enough to stick with what you believe in or are convinced to believe in. And what's very interesting is it's like a heel manager at that point, because you have a belief. The belief might not be a correct belief, you know, based on morals or, you know, something along the lines, you know, of the right or wrong, but yet you'll still believe in it, and you'll still sell that, and you'll keep doing it because your end goal is to basically be as self successful in your own mind's eye that you'll do anything to undercut someone else to make you feel better about yourself. And it just sucks.
It does. No, that's the truth completely. Everybody just wants to be right. And one of the things that, if you listen to the podcast I put out, I have no problem being wrong. And in fact, I like being wrong, because then you learn something. And that's been the great thing about something like IZW and just running pro wrestling events in general. You realize how much better it is when you don't do it all yourself, and you rely on other people who are smarter than you in certain aspects. And they rely on you when you're smarter than them in certain aspects, and you learn and you grow, and everybody does their part. But then you look at a place like Twitter, which is a cesspool for people who are just want to be right. And you know, and all they want to do is dish out L's everywhere they go. Yeah. And it's like, okay. And then when you log off, what have you accomplished?
Yeah.
You either still have the same great life or the same miserable life you had before you sent that tweet, you know? Right. And to me, that's just, you know, why? So for me, honestly, all the stuff on Twitter is entertaining to me, and it's entertainment. And when I go off, And that's, you know, I got a text message right before we went on air that was just like, how has it been since AZW sent all their, or since AEW sent all their fans against you? And it's just like, oh, I haven't even looked. But it's really just, you know, it's just not as big of a deal as people think it is.
Right.
Like, there's so much life out there outside of social media. And while it's great, and while it's been a great promotional tool for all of us, it's just a small snippet of life, like you talked about earlier. And yet we put, you know, so much, a large percentage of our life and our life's worth and how we feel about ourselves into these people that sit behind a keyboard or a keypad on a phone. And it's like, who are they? You know, there's real people close by you that you could probably spend a lot more time with and be a lot happier if you just logged off a little bit. And it's right. We all fall victim to it, myself included. But yeah, it's so much negativity. It doesn't need to be.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.